To another political story today, the hacked Clinton campaign emails published by the anti-secrecy WikiLeaks are providing new details on an issue that has been dogging Hillary Clinton for some time, and that is the relationship between the charitable Clinton Foundation and the Clintons' personal wealth. To put it all in context, here's John Yang.
Hillary Clinton has said job one after she and her husband left the White House in 1997 was making money. She talked about it in a 2014 ABC News interview.
We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to, you know, piece together the resources for mortgages, for houses, for Chelsea's education. You know, it was not easy. First of all, we had to pay off all our debts, which was, you know, you had to make double the money because of obviously taxes, and then pay off the debts and get us houses and take care of family members.
Now, documents and messages in stolen Clinton campaign emails suggest the Clinton Foundation may have been part of that. They're written by Doug Band, a White House aide to Bill Clinton, a central figure at the Clinton Foundation and creator of the annual Clinton Global Initiative meetings. In November 2011, he wrote a memo describing the intersection of his foundation fundraising efforts and his management of President Clinton's for-profit business opportunities, which Band called Bill Clinton, Inc. For example, the for-profit Laureate International Universities, which gave the foundation more than $1 million, Band called it a foundation relationship that evolved into a personal advisory services business relationship for President Clinton. Clinton made more than $17 million over 5 years as a consultant and honorary chancellor. UBS Wealth Management gave the foundation more than $500,000. Band said his firm encouraged UBS to invite President Clinton to give several paid speeches, which he has done. Clinton's fees, $900,000. Or GEMS Education, which gave $780,000. Band said the relationship has grown into a business relationship for President Clinton. Band wrote the memo as part of an internal audit, which began after Chelsea Clinton accused him of hustling business at CGI meetings. It appears to have triggered some personal hostility. In November 2011, Band complained that she was acting like a spoiled brat kid who has nothing else to do. There's also evidence that the Clinton campaign was concerned about the foundation's activities. In June 2015, campaign manager Robbie Mook wrote campaign chairman John Podesta, "Do they plan to do big events next year? Possible for those to be smaller and lower key in 16? Today, a Clinton campaign spokesman wouldn't confirm the authenticity of the emails, which he said were hacked by the Russian government to influence the election by weaponizing WikiLeaks. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.